Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Chris Evans.
Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Upstate. My name is Chris Evans. Today, my guest is Emily Flesher, the Marketing and Special Events Coordinator at the Salvation Army. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
It's quite a title you've got there, Marketing and Special Events Coordinator.
It's very long.
You must do a lot.
I do, yes, and I do it all for the Salvation Army of Greenville. So we are an area command, which means we're over Greenville, Pickens, and Oconee. We just do a lot of social services for people in need. I handle all the marketing and special events, so anytime you see a billboard or an ad or you hear about an event coming up that we're hosting, I'm the one behind it.
You're the one that put that billboard up,
that
right?
That is me, yes.
Actually out there on the...
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I wished.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to start with the question that I normally ask my guests, which is, mm-hmm. what do you do and who do you do it for? My guess is that a lot of people are probably going to recognize the name Salvation Army, especially this time of year. Mm-hmm. People see the red kettles out and the bell ringers and things like that. They're going to recognize the name Salvation mm-hmm. Army, but I want to make sure that they're familiar with really what you do. So tell us what you do and who you do it for.
Yeah, so obviously, like you said, there's a lot of brand awareness with the Salvation Army at Christmas. You see the kettles out and you probably have been seeing them your entire life. So what we do other than that, the other 300 and something days of the year, is just a lot of social services. So we have homeless shelters. We have a soup kitchen that's open 3 days or 3 meals a day every day of the year. So
okay.
even Christmas and Thanksgiving, we're serving meals. We have a food pantry where people can come and apply for food assistance. We have our family stores, which are our thrift stores that a lot of people have shopped at.
Sure.
The Croc Center downtown, which is a really beautiful facility that has a church, a gym. That houses our Boys and Girls Club as well. So every year we serve about 143 children through our after-school program and our summer camp. We do a lot. We have clothing vouchers, so people can come to us if they are in need of clothing, and then they can go to our family store and purchase that. We do rent and utilities assistance, so we're really all over the place doing a lot of different things.
Yeah, yeah. The Red Kettle campaign is
yes.
going on right now, and again, this is very recognizable. You said mm-hmm. that people might even recognize it from their entire lives. Do you know when it started?
Yes, I believe it started in 1891, I want to say.
Wow.
So it's been going on for
more
a very
years.
Long time. Yeah,
it's 120 something years, I guess.
Yeah, it's
close
been
to.
One of our biggest campaigns forever. It's just it started out with someone putting like a pot out
yeah.
on a dock and people started throwing money in it and they used that to help feed people for Christmas. So now it's changed into just a general fundraiser for our everyday year-round social services. It's a great thing.
So these have where can we find the red kettles? Like you said, people are going to recognize these from typically in front of stores. You know, you
mm-hmm.
go to Walmart or something like that, and you see the red kettle bell ringers out there collecting donations. Where are the red kettles stationed?
Yeah, so like you said, Walmart. We're mm-hmm. at a lot of those. Ingles, Bilo.
Okay.
We're especially centered at the mall.
Okay.
So Haywood Mall, you can go there and pretty much any entrance, food court, JCPenney, Sears, we will have a bell ringer there. And that's actually where we center a lot of our volunteers just because it's a very central location and a lot of people are going to be there. So you could come for a shift and then it's pretty certain that someone's going to be there after you or there would at least be a place to put the kettle if no one would be there.
So like you said, centered around the malls, our broadcast, I know that the Salvation Army of Greenville,
mm-hmm.
But our broadcast area is more than just Greenville. So there are other Salvation Armies around the upstate of South Carolina, even into Western North Carolina that we broadcast into. So look for red kettles outside, as you mentioned, Walmart, Ingles. I know, especially in Western North Carolina, Ingles is a big. I think that's where the chain started.
I think so.
Is up around Asheville somewhere, and they're everywhere. I had friends that used to live in the Asheville area, and I go up there, and the directions would be like, go to the Ingles and turn left, and then go to the next Ingles and turn right. They're everywhere. So Ingles grocery stores, the Walmart, mm-hmm. super centers, and things like that, and then of course your local shopping malls are typically
yeah,
where you can find
absolutely
red
Belks,
kettles.
Things like that. Pretty much
right.
any kind of store will be out in front of them.
Gotcha. And all you have to do to make a donation, it's common, I think, to get solicitations for donations, charitable donations in the mail, and mm-hmm. somebody wants you to fill out a card and send in a check or something like that. All you have to do is just reach in your pocket, find some change and drop it in the kettle. I mean, you don't even have to break stride. can if you want to.
Yeah, if you have really good aim, you can just
just throw it in there. Now, we've heard stories before about strange donations showing up in red kettles. Somebody puts, you know, like a gold coin or something that's worth like $800, or somebody donates a ring from their deceased spouse or something like that. Mm-hmm. What's the most interesting thing you've ever heard of somebody dropping into a kettle around here?
Around here, I can't think of anything. I've heard of that coin, though, gold coins. They get those in Charleston quite a bit, I think, probably just because it's such a historic area.
Sure.
This year, we haven't gotten anything strange yet, but we're always looking for something.
You could be the first.
Yeah,
you
know, if you're hearing this, please bring us a ring or a coin.
Your opportunity still exists to make that strange donation in a kettle and drop a $1,000 bill or something.
That would be really cool if somebody could do that.
Well, and I know one of the other programs that you've got going on here at the holidays is the Angel Tree. Talk about Angel Tree.
So Angel Tree is one of our most beloved programs. So a lot of people make it a yearly tradition to go and find an Angel Tree tag. And these tags represent a child in need. So in Greenville County, we have a process where we send something out for parents to sign up for Angel Tree. And they'll come and we'll make sure that they're eligible for it. So it's usually at or below the poverty line. And these children would otherwise receive pretty much nothing for Christmas.
Right.
So we put all their information on a tag, something from their wish list, their sizes, and then we print that out and we hang them up at the mall. You can go to our Haywood Mall at our kiosk, which is outside the JCPenney, and grab an Angel Tree tag. And that does represent an actual child. And then you can go shop for them. So we normally recommend you get a couple things off their wish list, get them a new outfit, usually a coat, just because a lot of them may not have a coat or a new coat or a clean coat. So we really generally advise something like that. And then, you bring it back to us and we will sort it and package it and give it to the parents.
This is really an interesting program that you guys have. My wife and I have done this for several years now, and it's so easy. First of all, it is very easy to go to your local mall, in our case, the Haywood Mall, and pick up a tag or two from the Angel Tree, and then just go around the mall and shop for those things, because I mean, there's so many stores in the mall that you could get, toys or clothing or things like that for young kids, and then you bring it straight back to the tree and make the donation. It's you could do it. In fact, we have done it along with our other Christmas shopping trips.
Yeah, and that's why most Salvation Armies try to center their Angel Trees in a mall. So if you're in a different area than the Greenville area, then definitely go to your mall and see if your Salvation Army has a tree there, because it is. It's really nice to just pick one up while you're doing your Christmas shopping anyway and think about somebody else and help give a child in need some Christmas gifts.
And this is another opportunity to make a donation of really any size. I mean, I think that's one thing that stops people from making donations a lot of times is they think, oh, I can't give enough. I could only give, a pocket full of change or, a dollar or two. And what kind of a difference is that going to make? But this is an opportunity. You know, we've had some years where we've gone and bought a bunch of things, we're in the position to be particularly generous, and we're able to give a lot, to buy a lot of things, a lot of clothes, a lot of toys and things for the children. And then a couple of years where, we couldn't get as much.
Yeah.
And really, whatever the donation is good, because like you said, otherwise the kid's not going to get anything for Christmas.
Exactly. So whatever you feel comfortable or you're able to give to Angel Tree and what you're able to get off the tag is perfectly fine by us. We store it all in our Christmas center, and then a lot of people just do general toy drives for us. So if you're not able to get everything on there, we can help fill the tag out a little bit. So however much you're able to give, we definitely are thankful for.
And the importance of getting something, getting anything for Christmas, especially as a kid, those formative years as a child, to have somebody looking out for you and finding something under the tree. And not only that, the power of making the donation, the feeling that you get when you've actually helped somebody else make Christmas happen for their child.
It's a great feeling. Yeah, it's very important. I think a lot of people who've never needed anything they take for granted those Christmas mornings where they had even one thing to open. And it's such a great feeling that you remember as a kid. And for a lot of children in the area, they're just not going to receive anything. So it's very important to remember that that gift can mean so much for them. And we hear lots of stories of children who've grown up and now they want to give back because they just remember how much just a coat meant to them on Christmas morning because they knew they weren't going to get anything else.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned clothing, and that's one thing that I've come to realize. I've got two small children of my own right now, and they grow so quickly.
Yes.
And they just, I mean, they absolutely race through the clothing. And so when you see, you go to the Angel Tree and you pick up a tag and it says that, you know, Alice needs a you know, some clothes and she's 8 years old. You can go find, you know, clothes that are for her size. And she may already have grown out of the 7-year-old clothes, you know, and so it's kind of a desperate need in that case for especially, again, kids. Adults, you get clothes and, you know, depending upon how much you eat at Christmas or Thanksgiving, your clothes are just going to fit from year to year to year. But that's not how kids are. And it's easy to forget that.
Yeah. And when you have almost nothing, it's like the clothes you have are just the clothes you have. And if they don't fit, then like, what are you going to do about it? So Angel Tree is a good time to try to get these children some new clothes that they'd be able to have something to wear. Like you said, they grow out of it so quickly.
Yeah, well, and the distribution is something to watch too. I know that this typically happens at the convention center
so
in Greenville.
This year it's at the Greenville Convention Center, so formerly the TD.
Right.
I believe this year it's going to be on the 19th.
Okay.
So December 19th, that's when we're going to have our Greenville Distribution Day. It's a great day. It's from going to be about 8 to 12, and parents will just drive their car right up to the TD Center and will load their child's toys into their car.
Yeah.
So it's very easy. It's very awesome. It's basically like Christmas morning for the parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
I've been to this one time because I was a little bit late getting my donation in, and I actually had to take it to the convention center to make the donation. But it's really something to see. I mean, the entire floor is just spread with things that people have donated and categorized, and you guys have it all sorted, and it's this huge operation.
It really is. We're out there right now, actually, and we'll be there for a while. So we're already sorting. We've already gotten some Angel Tree gifts back already. Our due date for that is December 10th. So if you could get your toys back by then, that's great. If you're a little late, like some people have been, it's completely fine. We'll try to get them. I mean, I wasn't going to say it, but if you want to call yourself out. But yeah, just try to get them back. 10th is preferable, but if you can't, we understand that things happen. So yeah, please just try to return them by then so we can sort them and then get them into the appropriate bags and label them and then make sure that that child will have them on time.
Gotcha. And I got to tell you another story about my experience doing that. When I because you mentioned it is like Christmas for the parents that are picking that stuff up. I, after making the donation, after going inside and meeting some people and dropping off the stuff that we had bought, I was leaving and I was approached by a guy in the parking lot who had picked up a donation from the distribution and was going to take it home to his kids. I don't know how he got to the convention center, but he didn't have a ride home. And he approached me and asked for if I could give him a ride. I wasn't doing anything. I was like, yeah, sure. Come on. I wound up driving him across town and found out he was new to the area, had only been here for a few months, was looking for a job. I gave him a lead on that. But it was – I got to talk to him about that experience of receiving, you know, such a generous donation from Salvation Army and the people who give to Angel Tree. And it was just spectacular. Talk a little bit about the people that receive these and the experience that they're having.
Like I said, a lot of these people are at or below the poverty line. And there comes a time where you're getting ready for Christmas and you realize that you're not going to be able to give your children anything. And that's just going to be an awful feeling for you. So we have a program called Giving Hope, and that's how we qualify. That starts in late summer and it ends about mid-October. So we like let the word out that we're opening up our applications for Christmas. And, you know, for some people it is somewhat of an embarrassing thing to think that she won't be able to afford Christmas presents. But if they can just look past that and realize that this is going to give their children something really great, we can have them go through this process. They can bring their qualifying forms. We ask that they either be in school full time or they work full time. And if they're not doing either of those things, we have a partnership with Greenville County Library System.
Okay.
They can go there and take different classes. So whether that's like financial planning or like how to read a book to your children at night, different classes they can choose from, take three of those to kind of add some investment into this.
Sure.
Bring that back and then let us know about it. And then we'll be able to qualify them for Christmas assistance.
Let's talk a little bit about how all of this happens for Salvation Army, Red Kettle and Angel Tree. You guys must have some fantastic volunteers.
Yes, we have the best volunteers. I think so. And so does our volunteer coordinator. So we need volunteers constantly. So we are open at Kettles from 10 in the morning to 8 at night. We're at 45 locations across Greenville County, and all those need to be filled. So we have a link on our website, salvationarmygreenville.org. So you can just go to there, and it's the biggest button on there. Just press volunteer. And we will take you straight to our website where we have all our volunteers to be scheduled, and we have different shifts open. So you can just go there, sign up for a shift. It could be 2 or 3 hours, so it's not very long. It's a lot of fun. If you want to bring something special, you can do it. We have one volunteer that plays his trumpet out there, and it's really nice. We ask that if you volunteer at the mall, you don't dress up as a realistic Santa because of the Santa inside the mall. But if you want to dress up as a funny Santa, definitely feel free. We've had people dress up as reindeer and gallop around.
Sure.
So yeah, it's a lot of fun to volunteer. We are currently filled up with volunteers for our Christmas center. Yeah, so that's something where people come in and they help us sort and pack gifts. And then on distribution day, they'll help give out the gifts. But I think we've got all those covered right now, except for our Pickens County location.
Okay.
So you can find that on our website as well for Christmas volunteer opportunities.
And again, the website salvationarmycarolinas.org. Mm-hmm. And that's presumably for the entire Carolinas. That's that, you know, you can find your local Salvation Army on there.
Yes. So if you just type in Salvation Army Carolinas, that'll take you to our main website.
Right.
And if you live in Hendersonville, you can find the Hendersonville Salvation Army website.
Gotcha.
And then you can volunteer off of that.
You mentioned the qualifications that that people mm-hmm. need to meet to receive gifts through Angel Tree. Do other programs that Salvation Army offers have similar qualifications?
It depends on what it is. So for our food assistance, you would bring in a couple different things. And for rent and utilities, you would mm-hmm. need to bring in, obviously, like your rent statement
right.
and everything. We do this for Angel Tree mainly because a few years ago, we did not have anything. And we felt as if there was no cycling out of it. So ideally, it's great to get presents from the Angel Tree, but we would like for you to not need those forever. So it's good to try to like build your life and make it better, which is why mm-hmm. we ask that you be in school
right.
or work or take these classes. And we felt that there was also some sort of like exhausting of Greenville's generosity.
Mm-hmm.
So when we introduced these qualifications, it was more to try to make sure that we were making good use of the funds
Being
and the
good
donations,
stewards of
yes.
The, yeah, yeah.
And then making sure that these people have some investment. So we're not just giving something, we're like asking for something in return in a sense, like help make your life better and then also get something for your children.
Right. Actually improve somebody's station mm-hmm. and help them progress along that path. I know a couple of things that that probably don't have as stringent requirements are the shelters that you guys provide, especially the inclement weather shelters.
Yes. So we have a regular men's shelter and then women's and children's shelter. And those both shelter about 143 people that live with us every night. When it gets particularly cold, we do open up a cold weather shelter. So we work with Miracle Hill and Shepherd's Gate and a few other agencies that have larger spaces for these kinds of things. And then they will let us know when those fill up. And then we are like the contingency shelter. So we
gotcha.
Have it in our gym. It can fit about 30 beds. We'll raise a white flag in front of our chapel, which is on our main shelter campus. And that lets people know that if they need a place to stay, they can come visit us.
Gotcha. And I seem to remember the last time you were here, you were talking about hot weather shelters.
Yes.
And a drive that you were collecting fans, I think.
Yeah. So we did a box fan and a bottled water drive back in the summer because we know that a lot of people may not have air conditioning. And
right.
we tried to raise as many as possible. And we got a lot. We had a big donation of water bottles from, I think, Glencoe. And then we also had a lot of just individuals bring box fans to us.
We've actually just recently had some cold weather
mm-hmm.
and maybe expecting some more, especially with the way the calendar works.
Yeah, definitely looks like it's going to be cold.
The cold weather shelters are open now?
They are decided based on the temperature.
Okay.
So if it drops below freezing by a certain point, then Miracle Hill, Shepherd's Gate, and we will decide who's opening and how many people are going to need it. So
gotcha.
We only open if it fills up. So far, those two shelters have not been filled up for us to need to open ours, but they'll let us know so that everyone who potentially does not have a place to stay does not have to stay outside in the freezing cold weather.
Understand. One of the things that I know you have coming up, we've got a few minutes left here, I think time enough to talk about it. You've got a Christmas Eve meal.
Yes.
Coming up.
So this is a really exciting time for us.
I'm glad you sound excited.
I know. It's a great thing. The Christmas Eve meal is on Christmas Eve. It's about 4 to 6. We open it up to the general public. So normally we feed our general public 2 days a week, and then we feed our shelters the rest of the time. So the people living with us receive meals three times a day, every day of the week. And then we open it twice to the general public. So on Christmas Eve, just anybody who does not have a place to eat can come and visit us. It's a really exciting time because we have a new oven. So a few days before Thanksgiving, both of our ovens died.
Oh, no.
We had nothing to cook all the stuffing and cornbread, and it was a disaster.
Oh, goodness.
And obviously—
And you do a similar meal at Thanksgiving.
We do. So we open up to the public again. We serve about 300 people for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. And we just didn't know how we were going to feed them. So we had to make an emergency purchase that we had not allocated funds for. So it was about $12,000 to buy this new oven. But we got it, and it's really exciting that we have a new oven. The old one was about 20 years old, so its time had come. We understood.
Good.
But yeah, and then just from getting the word out about that, we've gotten about half that fund back from just individual donors, which is really, really exciting. But yeah, if anyone wants to help fund our oven.
I was going to say, here's another opportunity for people to make donations. If you can't make it out to a Red Kettle location, you can't get to an Angel Tree, you can, I'm sure, donate through the website, SalvationArmyCarolinas.org, and help fund that new oven for Salvation Army.
Yeah, we would appreciate that. Our shelter residents are really excited about the new oven. I think it's a lot better than the one we had before. But yeah, it was a hard time right there before Thanksgiving, but I'm glad that we got it all settled. And now we have a brand new oven.
And now it's ready to go for the Christmas Eve meal.
It's ready to go for the Christmas Eve meal. Ready to go, serve about 300 people.
Fantastic. You also mentioned earlier on the Croc Center, and I just want to spend a little bit of time on that because this really is a kind of a jewel of the Upstate for kids to come and participate in all kinds of things.
Yeah, so it's probably the best community center in Greenville, in my opinion, at least. It's located downtown. It's off Westfield Street. It's a very beautiful facility. It was built about 7 years ago, but it feels brand new.
I got to say, it looks brand new, too.
I know. When I first went, I was surprised it was 7 years old. But it's a great facility. So we have an aquatic center there. We have a tennis center there. Our Boys and Girls Club is housed there as well. It's a church. So there's a Croc Church. So if people want to come worship there, they can. We have events there. So if you're looking for a place as a venue, it's really gorgeous. We have conference rooms. We have a great event staff that's willing to cook up your entire meal and help coordinate with you. But it's great. And then also another thing is that the Croc Center is actually a nonprofit like us as well. And when you donate to them, you can help support children who would otherwise not be able to come there.
Right.
So families can apply for something
scholarships
called,
kind of.
A Croc scholarship.
Well,
so.
Just a guess on my part.
Yeah, no, you nailed it. That's what they're called, Croc Scholarships. So yeah, you can donate there and you can help families and children who would not be able to come there and enjoy the water, everything, tennis center, soccer field.
So if we had to wrap up this interview with a summary, it would be lots of donation opportunities.
Yes.
Lots of volunteer opportunities.
Yes.
Go to the website, SalvationArmyCarolinas.org, for that information and more.
Exactly.
Regarding the mission of Salvation Army in the Upstate and even in North Carolina. Emily Flesher, Marketing and Special Events Coordinator for the Salvation Army Upstate, has been my guest today. Thank you very much for being here, Emily.
Thank you for having me.
It's been my pleasure. I'm Chris Evans, and this has been Focus on the Upstate.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Chris Evans. If you would like more information on today's topic, email Chris at cevans@intercom.com.